with injuries, and he is writhing in pain right now with 6 minutes and 37 seconds to play, 30-17 Wisconsin. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification, 10 for an ID. This is Badger football from Learfield.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids 1320 AM and W248DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Chez Malusi surrounded by medical personnel right now, and we'll go ahead and take a full commercial break. 6 minutes, 37 seconds remaining. Wisconsin 30, Purdue 17. Back in a moment. This is Badger football from Learfield.
Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison, home of the Big Win and Madison Casino Guru, is transforming guests into winners, making an ordinary day into a big win day is easy with a 95% average payout. And with over 140 daily jackpots, the number of people winning has never been bigger. So what are you waiting for? Escape to Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison for your next big win.
Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
They brought out the cart. You got the air cast on Chez Malusi. Many of the Badger players on their knees. Braylon Allen is watching him from up here. He was on his hands and knees just looking straight down at the turf. Miles Burkett over there to console. Braylon Allen and Chez are close. And now Braylon is going over to that cart right now, and teammates are following him. These guys are fierce competitors, and they are very close friends, and they embrace right now.
Gosh, you got the whole team coming out. That's the part that makes you sick when you're watching, and you know, you put all that effort in, especially Chez, he's had injuries, to fight back and to get out of here and play, and it's devastating.
A couple of years ago, a knee injury at Rutgers ended his season. Last year, got hurt the game at Northwestern. And now being carted off. The worst.
That's the part of this game that sucks.
Yep.
That is brutal.
We have 6 minutes and 37 seconds remaining. 30-17, Wisconsin leading Purdue. The Badgers have a third and 11 at the Boilermakers 49-yard line.
And this is really difficult, too, because you have a football game to go out and win, and you know this is somebody that you've played with for a while that it's always tough emotionally to get yourself back up and at him and try and finish this game off. It's always secondary, but emotionally it is really difficult to get back out there. You gotta separate the two things, which it's tough.
Yeah, they gotta move forward right now. Here we go, third down and 11. Three receivers left. C.J. Williams comes out to the right. Braylon Allen in the backfield. What a guy to throw. Pressure up the middle. Tanner throwing. Low pass incomplete. Just had to get it out of his hands. Intended for C.J. Williams. This Purdue defense has really ramped it up in the second half. The Badgers forced a punt up 13 with 6:26 remaining.
Yeah, it just has been way too much of that in the second half where Purdue is just overloading the middle of Wisconsin's offensive line, and there haven't been a ton of solutions as far as what you're looking to do. There was a screen out to the right side, but just not enough time for Tanner to set his feet and make a good throw.
Atticus Bertram is on the punt for Wisconsin. T.J. Sheffield is deep at the 11-yard line of Purdue. Line of scrimmage, the Boilermakers 49. Snap to Bertram's, and the kick is away. Hangs it up there. Sheffield will get out of the way as this will sail into the end zone for a touchback. 6:18 remaining. First and 10 Purdue at its own 20, with Wisconsin leading 30-17. It's been interesting. We've said repeatedly that inside linebacker duo of Jordan Turner and Jake Chaney, we continue to not see Numa Jogneta on the field here tonight.
Yeah, we've called Turner's name a ton. We've called Chaney's name a ton. It has been, that has something we haven't brought up a ton. And these guys, it'd be interesting to hear what's the deal with Numa.
Two receivers right, one on the left. Evan Mockaby, the running back. Card will give it to him. Mockaby got hit by Darian Varner right away, and help from Darrell Peterson for a loss of one to the 19-yard line. Good to see the Temple transfer getting in the mix. Second and 11 for the Boilermakers. 6 minutes to play.
Yeah, Purdue went back to just trying to run off that right side of their offensive line. Wisconsin said, enough. We've seen too much of that this half.
Two receivers right, one on the left. Second and 11 for the Boilermakers. Card back to throw, looking, shoots it left, seam broken up, almost picked by Alexander Smith. What a play, intended for Deion Burks at the 34-yard line. Smith breaks it up. Third and 11 for the Boilermakers at their 19-yard line.
That's a really nice game. That's at least his third pass breakup of the evening, and that was the case there. He almost alert enough to tip it and try to pick it.
Third down and long for the Boilermakers. 5:44 remaining, 30-17, Wisconsin. Two receivers right, Burks out to the left. Press coverage from Alexander Smith. Card back to throw, four-man rush. Card got away from Peterson, flush to his right. Card trying to buy time, sets, throws right seam. That's caught. First down across the 45-yard line. Yassin, the catch at the 36-yard line of Purdue. First down for the Boilermakers with 5:27 to play.
Like old-school backyard football. Got out, moving his guy with his hand, and was able to whittle it in there.
They get back on the ball. Card back to throw, steps up into the pocket, throws right side, incomplete, wide of the target, the tight end, Garrett Miller, the intended receiver. Second and 10 Boilermakers at their 36-yard line with 5:16 to play, 30-17 Wisconsin.
Card has done a really good job tonight of avoiding that pass rush, being able to maneuver, keeping his eyes down the football field, and that was a huge third down that he just picked up on the prior play.
He's 19 of 32 through the air for 168 yards, two interceptions, both courtesy of Ricardo Hallman. Snap to Card. Badgers sending four again. Card tied. Pocket ball got popped up in the air, and it is incomplete, or gathered by Mockaby. The ball gets ripped away by Wisconsin. They never blew it dead. The Badgers come up with it. Yes, sir. Caden Johnson stripped it. And the Badgers pounce with 5:02 remaining, 30-17, Wisconsin.
That's why you never give up on a play. You don't hear a whistle. Well, I'll be curious, his arm was going forward or not, but you never give up on the play. He stops playing. No.
That was Darian Varner actually popped
punched
it loose.
It out.
Yeah, and Varner recovered it.
Yeah, that's why you don't give up on that play. You don't hear a whistle. Play it through. Let him sort it out later. Punch the peanut punch, and then grabbing it. That could be a huge finish in this football game.
5:02 remaining, 30-17.
Fumble recovered by the defense is under further review.
Yeah, you have to have possession, and they have, it's a long-winded explanation, but make a football move is what it is. Make a move relative to the game is the way it's written. 5:02. That might, but live look, I thought incomplete, but we'll see.
Yeah, that's always, and obviously the tuck rule, and there's been 100 different deals. But one thing, and it happens a lot more than it should, you see this a bunch where the ball's rolling around and always finish through. Purdue scoops it up. I think that's an empty hand, is it?
Caden Johnson getting in there to disrupt the pass, as we mentioned.
And it just,
and it's, yeah, it, I mean, if they call that a fumble, it was picked up by Devin Mockaby and then had it knocked away, but he's thinking incomplete pass there, but we'll see. Had a lot going on in that play.
Yeah, the incomplete pass, you got an empty hand. There's all these different rules. We'll see how they determine that. But finishing through, when you don't hear that whistle and there's that thing,
Purdue's guy scoops it up, and Warner punches it out the old Peanut Tillman style touch out and finishing through. And that, what you think, that's just all-out effort and hustle and understanding what's going on.
I'd like to see that one more time on the video board here. That's the feed that we have, not the FS1 feed. This is taking a little bit of time, but the question is, was it a forced fumble from Caden Johnson or a quarterback pressure that resulted in an incomplete pass? And we're getting one more look here.
It's a 50-50.
It's moving forward. The question, did he have any control of the ball? And, yeah, we'll see.
Well, and the nice thing is, you know, there is a clear recovery. A lot of times you jostle.
Here it is.
After further review, the ruling on the field stands as call. Wisconsin football, first down and 10.
So good. And now penalty markers fly. The reaction from the Purdue bench getting the penalty flag here. So the frustration has reached the boiling point for the Purdue Boilermakers. But
I like what you did there.
Actually, that was an unintentional. But I did it. I did say it, right?
You did, yes.
They're boiling. I was fully bracing for that to be overruled and called an incomplete pass. But credit to Caden Johnson for one.
Sportsmanlike conduct, Purdue number 0. That's his first of the ball game. Half the distance of the goal line, first down and 10.
And give credit to Darian Varner for not quitting on the play as he pried it loose after Devin Mockaby picked it up. You didn't tuck away the ball, and Varner popped it loose. So some good heads-up work from the Wisconsin defense. And then with that penalty, Wisconsin has a first and 10 at the Purdue 13-yard line. So here we go, looking for that knockout punch right here. Braylon Allen, the running back. Mordecai will give it to him. Here's Allen up the middle to the 10, and he is cut down by Yanni Karloftis at the 7 or 8-yard line of Purdue. Strip to the red zone brought to you by Case IH. Visit caseih.com/badgers. They'll mark at the 7, second down and 4 for Wisconsin. 4:40 remaining, 30-17, the Badgers. Mordecai with a long look over to that Wisconsin sideline. Play clock is at 13. Feel free to bleed that clock. Play clock is at 8. Little pistol formation.
There at all, but what Braylon Allen did is just lowered his pads and kept his feet churning in order to pick up a couple of yards. That wasn't blocked beautifully, but it ended up being a result where you're sitting here at 3rd and 1.
With under 4 minutes to play now, 13-point lead for Wisconsin, 3rd and 1 Badgers at the Purdue 4-yard line. Play clock is at 10. Carson Green wide to the right, DK to the left, Allen to the left of the quarterback. Mordecai will give it to Allen, up the middle, bangs into Karloftis, spins by him, into the end zone, touchdown Wisconsin. Braylon Allen right through the linebacker and into the end zone as the Badgers are putting this one away.
That was all heart and all will for Braylon Allen to get in that end zone. Linebacker met him in the hole, and he just kept moving his feet. He did it the play before. This time it results in the touchdown that will seal this game away.
36-17, Wisconsin, as they are lining up to go for two here. Mordecai will duck under his center. Tanner Bordellini, Will Pauling will motion to the left. Mordecai takes a snap, a toss to Allen. He'll get it to Pauling, looking for a second completion. He got it. Mordecai is there. Two-point conversion. Once again, courtesy of Will Pauling. And it's 38-17, Wisconsin.
That's fun. That is fun. You see him emptying out the playbook. You saw that earlier in the game. We're Pauling, and now you got two catches, a two-point conversion. Tanner Mordecai doing it all tonight. He's been running, he's been throwing, and now with the two-point catch. Done it all for Tanner Mordecai.
When you see teams work on this in the week, you're going, when do you think they're gonna break it out, right? And we got the answer here tonight. Patrick, what do you have?
After that touchdown run from Braylon Allen, he ran over to one of the cameras in the corner of the end zone and did a number one with his finger and then a heart symbol with both of his hands. Clearly a message to his fallen brother, Chez Malusi, who's getting x-rays on his leg at this time.
Yeah, that's Chez injured earlier in this quarter. That is incredibly tough blow to Chez, obviously, and to this team. But Braylon Allen getting in from 4 yards away. You know that one was for his buddy, Chez Malusi. Jack Van Dyke with the kick in the air. Tyrone Tracy will let it go into the end zone for the touchback. 3:35 remaining, 38-17, Wisconsin.
Yeah, great response there, and you saw Purdue kind of take momentum back, and Wisconsin was able to weather the storm. Unfortunate injury, you got the football back after a very heads-up play, and then you finish the drive off, which is what you're always hoping to do when you're in a position to salt a game away.
Well, starting at their 25, they're down 21. Credit the defense for setting up the offense in that short touchdown drive. Two receivers right, two receivers left. Card back to throw. Badgers rush three with a spy. Card throws right side. That's caught by Issy. Turns it up to the 40-yard line. Yanked down by Preston Zachman at the 42 and a first down for the Boilermakers. 3:20 remaining. Purdue with two timeouts available. They'll have four receivers, two on the right, two on the left. Card takes, Badgers rush four. Here comes Turner, a throw to the left. That's caught by Sheffield. Across midfield to the 45-yard line, and Hunter Wohler wraps him up by the ankles at the 41 of Wisconsin. First down, Purdue.
I just was watching Jordan Turner, and he took the left tackle. I was running a stunt and completely planted him on the ground and then planted Card after he threw the football. That was fun to watch.
Card got the completion of the 41 of Wisconsin, first and 10. Card again back to throw. Looking, sets, throws deep left side, and it's almost intercepted. Alexander Smith, airtight coverage on Deion Burks at the 10-yard line of the near side. 2:37 remaining, and it's second and 10, Purdue at the Badger 41.
It's been all over the football tonight, Smith has been.
It really has.
I have him for four pass breakups already. It seems like Purdue is looking to go after him, and he's really held up.
Sixth-year senior out of Culver City, California, Alexander Smith. Three receivers right, Burks to the left, Card takes. He will hand it to Tracy off the left side inside the 40-yard line. James Thompson Jr. is there to hit him at the 37 of Wisconsin. Gain of four, third down and six for the Boilermakers with 2:25 and counting to play.
We'll let him do that the rest of the way in here. Let that clock just keep on a ticking.
Yes, sir. Three receivers right, one on the left. Hard to throw, looking, pocket gets tight, he'll pull it down and run, weaving 35-yard line, and gets to the 31, and a late hit here, flags from all angles. His Card took the slide and then took the hit. A ton of penalties here against Wisconsin. It's going to be the 11th of the game. Here's the call.
After the play was over, personal foul. Late hit defense, number 36 on a sliding quarterback. 15-yard penalty from the end of the run includes an automatic first down.
They get Jake Chaney there, 2:05 remaining.
Yeah, it's tough to play defense in, you know, this league, the NFL. I'm not going to fight the call on that, but when you have somebody as elusive as Card, you have to get him down on the ground, and unfortunately a little bit late there from Jake.
And with that penalty, it's at the 16-yard line of Wisconsin. First and 10, Dylan Downing in at running back. Card back to throw. Lofts it left side. End zone for Birch. Reaches up. Incomplete. Driven out of bounds by Alexander Smith. Beyond that left edge of the end zone. And another defensive gem from Alexander Smith. Second down and 10, Purdue at the Badger 16.
That was another opportunity there. He finished through. He was actually beat. Maybe got there a little early, but what he did.
Ooh, I don't know. They're going to
run a play
this.
Quick.
He might have got a foot inbounds there. Alexander doing all he could. They just showed the replay up on the board, and that's what got our reaction, as well as what's left of this crowd at Rossage Stadium. It is definitely worth a look.
Yeah, I thought Smith actually got there early, too. Had his back turned. If he got his foot down, that is a whale of a play by a really good football player.
And Deion Burks, only need 1 foot down in college. And that's what they're going to look at to see if, in fact, he got that foot down. We have a minute 51 remaining, 38-17 Wisconsin. Call on the field was incomplete. We're going to see if Burks got that left foot down in bounds or not.
No, I think his toe touched the old white.
I think so.
Yeah. What an effort, though.
Yeah, it was.
I think we got away with one. I think that probably should have been a PI as well. He got there early, and you know, Burks did a good job of playing through that contact and almost getting his foot down. Who knows what's going to end up being called, but it looked like his toe was on the white.
Taking a little time to get this review. Tom Kissinger, the replay official, the voice we will hear will be
after further review. The ruling on field stands is called. It's a free pass. Check it out.
They didn't like it.
No, they haven't liked much here.
No, it's been Wisconsin has been able to, as you mentioned, overcoming a ton of penalties, and in that case, I think we got away with one, and then we're fortunate that Burks was unable to get that foot down before it was out of bounds.
So it's second and 10, Purdue at the Wisconsin 16, a minute 51 to play, 38-17, the Badgers. Three receivers right, one on the left, down into the right of the quarterback, Card to throw, Badgers rushing four, Card under pressure, and he'll slide to the turf at the 15-yard line. Jeff Petroski chases him down. The slide started at the 16, so make it third down and 10. The Boilermakers now will burn their second timeout with a minute 39 remaining.
Yeah, I give Hudson Card a ton of credit. He has been elusive out of the pocket. Wisconsin there did a nice job of retracing. Petroski did a nice job of kind of retracing his pass rush and was able to stop that. But Card's done a really good job of getting out of the pocket. He's run it when the coverage has kind of dictated that. He's also kept his eyes down the field. I think Purdue has to feel really good about how he's played tonight, especially in the second half.
Yeah, we've talked about Mordecai, and he's rushed for 58 yards. Mordecai Card's rushed for 50 and a touchdown. So and that was the talk you were hearing down here, is that the staff was like, go ahead and run it, because we trust you to do that. And, you know, obviously within reason, like Mordecai, but we could see why they are okay with Card pulling it down and running it when he needs to.
Yeah, he's been fun from up here to watch. He's elusive and a real challenge for Wisconsin's defense tonight.
Third down and 10, Card to throw. Badgers bringing pressure from Petroski. And Card gets away, rolling right, throwing right, incomplete. Intended for Yassine at the 5-yard line to the far side. Ricardo Hallman on the coverage. Card again did well to keep the play alive.
He did. He was able to elude the rush. He stepped up, and I'm glad he didn't run there. He would have probably been able to pick up the first down. Instead, trying to jam it in down on that right sideline. Not able to do it.
So here we go. Fourth and 10, Purdue at the Wisconsin 16-yard line with 91 seconds to play. Badgers up by 21. Sheffield slot right. Seen wide to the right. Burks to the left. And a timeout taken by Wisconsin with a minute 31 to play.
Yeah, Wisconsin brought up a bunch of, showing blitz, trying to confuse Card, making him redeclare, and then Coach Fickell decided let's just burn a timeout here again. Can't take them on the flight with you.
The Badgers will get in some practices next week. I was talking with Luke Fickell about, you know, bye week, and, you know, there's going to be some rest and recovery to be sure, but we kind of view that as more of a mental rest, but they're going to still get their work in, as I think we've all figured out with this staff. They're not going to let up a ton, but, you know, they've got this emotional thing right now with losing Ches Malusi here in this fourth quarter that they have to, you know, try to work through moving forward. But it probably is a team that could use a little bit of a break after this
game
tonight.
Are you saying that this bye came at the
perfect time, Tausch?
It always does.
Yes, sir. Two receivers right, one on the left on fourth down. Card looking, plenty of time. Throws to his right, and it's incomplete. Penalty marker flies. It was intended for Yassine. And a pass interference against the offense here. I think they're going to get Yassine for offensive pass interference.
Pass interference. Offense number two. The penalties decline. First down and 10, Wisconsin.
So the Badgers can burn off the remaining 123 of this game, leading it 38-17. Patrick, what do you have?
There's a lot been made about play calling, air raid, Phil Longo's offense, what that's going to look like. You know, now through four games, Wisconsin has run the ball 148 times and passed it 130. So they're getting that balance that they wanted, but still running has been the predominant stat. Tonight, 41 runs, 28 passes. They still know where their bread is buttered with this offense, but that balance is what they've been seeking, and they're getting it.
213 rushing yards, 193 passing yards as the Badgers go into victory formation. Mordecai will drop to a knee. And he'll need to do that one more time. A minute 20 remaining. As the Badgers will win in this Big Ten opener. Big Ten game number two. That'll be when the calendar turns to October and Rutgers comes to town. 1 minute remaining. Tanner will let that clock get to 40 seconds. Take one more knee and call it a night. Down to 45 seconds to play. Actually, he took the snap at 42 seconds, so. Yep, they're good to go.
We're good?
Yep, good to go. 35 seconds and counting. That will wrap up. For the 17th straight time, the Wisconsin Badgers will knock off the Purdue Boilermakers as the Badgers' dominance in this series continues. But more importantly, the Badgers start Big Ten play with a win.
Yeah, and I think from a coaching standpoint, you're obviously really upset and sad by what happened with Ches. But from a standpoint of being able to start fast and do everything that you were looking for, they did it, and it's a sweet win heading into the bye.
Yes, sir. Bye week coming up, and then Rutgers comes into Camp Randall Stadium. Our final score, Wisconsin 38, Purdue 17. We're back with the postgame show brought to you by your local Wisconsin and UP Ford dealers. This is Badger football from Learfield.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We're born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road.
Drive drunk.
Drive sober. Or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
In football, every play is about perfect execution. Tackling at the right angle, blitzing at the right second, juking at the right moment. Every move can make or break the game, and sometimes, the player. That's when athletes turn to UW Health Sports Medicine. From muscle tears in a tackle to ACL sprains and a quick pivot, our MVP providers are the Badgers' official team doctors, ready to deliver award-winning care for any injury, so every Wisconsin athlete can keep on winning. UW Health. Remarkable.
SeatGeek's the ticketing app for fans like the sideline shot caller.
Come on, boys, pick up the pace.
SeatGeek got him a great deal on seats right near the action, so when he yells,
"What are you doing? Block him!"
you can be absolutely sure the players heard him. SeatGeek handles the tickets to sports, concerts, and more, so fans can fan.
The big game. Family. Friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burger, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way, you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
Jump around with the Badgers right here. This is Badger football from Learfield.
Choosing where you get your mortgage is important. You may be a home buyer looking for mortgage options or a homeowner looking for a home equity line of credit. That's why you should consider a trusted partner like Members Advantage Credit Union. They can provide low and competitive rates and closing costs with free and easy pre-approval. Visit MembersAdvantageCU.com to learn about home loans or home equity options. That's MembersAdvantageCU.com. Members Advantage Credit Union is an equal housing opportunity lender and federally insured by the NCUA.
Tri-City Services Heating and AC wants to warm the hearts of the Wisconsin Rapids area by giving a furnace to a deserving person or family in need, someone who needs a helping hand and is trying to work their way back to the top. Do you know of anyone like that? Maybe it's you. Apply yourself or nominate online at calltricity.com before October 16th. The committee will select someone to have a furnace installed at no charge. That's right, no charge. Please help us warm the hearts of the Wisconsin Rapids area. Apply or nominate online at calltricity.com.
Do you have questions about your retirement? Ameriprise Financial Advisor Shannon Moon and Jason Kramer can help. With the exclusive Confident Retirement Approach, you'll work together to develop a retirement roadmap to get you where you want to go. Call Shannon and Jason today at 715-421-2250. The Confident Retirement Approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
Kings all going Wisconsin's way since the last Purdue win in 2003 in Madison. 38-17, your final score. Badgers took control early, but, you know, Taos, to Purdue's credit, it fought back, and this thing was kind of on the edge of getting kind of nerve-wracking there, but the Badger defense able to make enough plays. And then the offense, Braylon Allen doing some work, Mordecai as well throughout the game.
Yeah, even when Purdue was able to kind of recapture some of the momentum and score a couple touchdowns in the third quarter, Wisconsin was getting field goals. And then, you know, I thought that interception was critical when you made that play. And then obviously the game closer where Varner punched that football out on what looked like it was a dead play. Those are the little things that you need to do to close out football games. So lot to look at. The coaches, another really good coaching opportunity. You get a win, you're on the road, you find a way to get it done, and still a ton of penalties and other things, but you enjoy the heck out of this because it's hard to win in the Big Ten, and it's really hard to win on the road.
And the cloud here, obviously, Ches Malusi getting hurt in the fourth quarter. They had to bring the cart out. It looked bad. We'll just leave it at that, but you know, you tell this team was shaken by that. No one more so among the teammates than Braylon Allen. So there's a lot of concern for Ches moving forward. As you said, that's the toughest part of this game. You get a win, you're going to have a happy flight home, but you're going to be a little bit subdued too, knowing a teammate got hurt here tonight.
For sure, it really sucks, and especially someone that has fought back and put himself in a position to have a really big year. And it's just the unfortunate part of playing football is that these injuries do happen, and you have to continue to plow on. And I give Wisconsin a lot of credit because you could feel the entire team comes over to show their love for Ches, and then they went out and finished the game, and that's really, you know, showing even more love that you can compartmentalize. It's a hard thing to do, but you have to be able to do it as a football player. And now you go support your brother who's hurting. But at least you come out of here with a win.
And the Badgers head home with a bye week, and then Rutgers will come into Camp Randall Stadium. 38-17, the Badgers beat the Boilermakers. More of our postgame show continues, presented by your local Wisconsin and UP4 dealers. This is Badger football from Learfield.
Lawn, Wisconsin. The fight song that boasts the winningness of the Badgers. Just like the claim, Ford F-Series, America's best-selling trucks, touts our 46 years of triumph. Thanks to towing, torque, payload, and more patents than the word fight is repeated in a fight song. Built Ford tough capabilities that make F-Series trucks the champions of can-do. And exactly why so many sing their praises. Shop your F-Series at your Wisconsin and UP Ford dealers. Proud supporters of Wisconsin athletics. Based on 1977 to 2022 CY total sales.
Are you ready for Badger football? Because it's time to get geared up. We're all coming together for those epic on-the-field moments. Shields is right there cheering with you. So suit up in your Badger red and white with fan gear from Shields, in-store or online, and let's get ready for Badger football. Shields, proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics and football fans everywhere.
Badger football all season long.
All the way! 71 yards!
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
Tri-City Services Heating and AC wants to warm the hearts of the Wisconsin Rapids area by giving a furnace to a deserving person or family in need, someone who needs a helping hand and is trying to work their way back to the top. Do you know of anyone like that? Maybe it's you. Apply yourself or nominate online at calltricity.com before October 16th. The committee will select someone to have a furnace installed at no charge. That's right, no charge. Please help us warm the hearts of the Wisconsin Rapids area. Apply or nominate online at calltricity.com.
You are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays? The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
We continue with our local Wisconsin and UP Ford dealers post-game show as the Badgers knock off the Purdue Boilermakers tonight 38-17. Taos, you were mentioning it, you know, during the game we talked a lot about Mordecai and other players on offense, but Alexander Smith really had himself a ball game tonight, didn't he?
He did. And you almost feel like when you have that many pass breakups, I had him for at least four, maybe five, the play in the end zone there where maybe he got there a little bit early, but it felt like they were going to target him, and he was up to the challenge. That's a testament to him and for what he was able to do tonight. You're playing the football, they come at you, and you stand up to the challenge. That's fun, and he had a heck of a game tonight.
He sure did. Officially four pass breakups in this game. Time for tonight for tonight's Red Zone recap of Case IH. While our fields aren't the kind you throw passes on, Case IH has you covered. Our equipment is designed to help you tackle every field challenge and take your success all the way to the end zone. Learn more at caseih.com/Badgers. The Badgers were 6-for-6. They were getting a lot of, as you would say, tutters early in the game, but then had to settle for field goals. But man, it's good to know they got a very reliable kicker, yeah, Nathaniel Vakos.
Yeah, and it was, you know, penalties kept pushing him back on the one. And was that a 48-yarder? He had a couple other chippies that he was able to make. But when you have that momentum going, and like Purdue did in the second half, especially in the third quarter, when you can match, even though it's a field goal, and you have the lead and you played the first half the way you did, it's important to come out of there with points. And I thought he was clutch tonight, and I thought for a minute you said money. I was going to text my boy Dab. Yeah. Make sure. Don't be handing that nickname out yet, but he's well on his way. He has been really good so far in his time here.
I was waiting for you because as soon as I said that, I'm going,
we went to break.
I was going to
crush it, but yeah, we went to break.
Yeah,
so
there's always a next time.
I'm sure he'll be texting or tweeting at you, letting him know there's only one money in town when it comes to kicking at the University of Wisconsin.
Money Junior? Money part two?
Bitcoin. Maybe it'll be a Bitcoin. We'll see.
There we go. We'll work on that. The Case IH Red Zone Recap brought to you by Case IH and your local Case IH dealers. Learn more at caseih.com/Badgers. Wisconsin a winner 38-17 over the Purdue Boilermakers. Our postgame report brought to you by your local Wisconsin and UP Ford dealers. We'll continue in a couple of minutes. This is Badger Football from Learfield.
Calling all Badger football fans 12 years or younger. Would you like to win 4 tickets in a VIP experience to a Badger football game this season? Register at shopthepig.com. No purchase necessary. Go Badgers!
Buckle up. It's all systems go at Pottawatomie. Plug in to High Wattage Play and you could win an all-electric BMW i7. Play now through September with your club card. Prize drawings on Thursdays. There's a shocking $800,000 in total prizes on the line, including the luxury BMW i7. It's time to electrify your drive. Only at Pottawatomie Casino Hotel. More info at paysbig.com/BMW. Must be 21 years old and a club member to play.
Fall sure is pretty. I love all the colors.
You got that right, pal, especially the red, white, and blue.
What?
Red, white, and blue. You know, all of the bunting they decorate the ballpark with for special occasions.
Oh, like the playoffs.
You got it. Baseball at its finest.
And for those special games, you need special food.
Nothing but the best, like Usinger's sausage. How about those Oktoberfest brats? Mm-mm. This time of the year, everyone elevates their game. From the field to the grill.
Even the announcers.
That's why you've got more than two lines, buddy.
Celebrate homecoming with the Wisconsin Badgers at Camp Randall Stadium. Now is your chance to be there when the Badgers take the field on October 7th against Rutgers. With multiple sold-out games this season, it's time to act fast and lock in your spot for game day. For more information and to purchase your Wisconsin football tickets, visit uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS. That's uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS.
Whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burgers, or leaving a light on for loved ones, we know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need so you can focus on what's most important to you. Alliant Energy, powering beyond.
Badger football lives here.
Oh, my goodness!
This is Badger football from Learfield.
The morning show on WFHR. It's different.
You can choose your mood. You can choose to, well, you know what? I didn't get much sleep last night, but I'm still going to have a good day. Or still
power
gonna
on.
Give it all I can. Or be in a good spirit when I do the morning show today.
That's what I do every day with you, too.
I was going to say, what, you mean my normal mood of what, mild contempt for everyone around me? Okay, yeah, that's usually what I'm doing, yeah.
Sarcasm extraordinaire.
Weekdays from 8 to 10 a.m. right here on Locally Grown Radio.
You know, there are very few things in life worth waiting for. Pizza's done.
Oh, I'm on it. I'm starving. I've been waiting.
I wouldn't do that. It's going to be really...
It's so hot. It's burning my mouth.
A Brewpub Lots and Lots of Pizza is, it's the epitome of delayed gratification. So when your Brewpub pizza is done and the temptation to dive right in due to the deliciousness of every bite overwhelms you, step back, give it time, and know it's worth the wait. Brewpub Lots and Lots of Pizza is available in your local grocery store.
Our local Wisconsin Ford and UP Ford dealers postgame show continues. The Badgers defeat Purdue tonight 38-17. Badgers got off to a great start. A couple of first quarter touchdowns courtesy of Tanner Mordecai, runs of 14 and 6 yards. Purdue getting a Julio Macias field goal. But the Badgers went a little old school in the second quarter. A 16-play, 75-yard drive. 8 minutes, 41 seconds time elapsed. Braylon Allen ended it on this run. 7 carries for 34 yards for Mordecai. Allen in there to the right of the QB. Hayden Rucci in motion left to right. And second down, goal to go. Mordecai hands it to Allen over the left side to the 10. Allen to the 5. Allen to the end zone. Touchdown, Wisconsin. Braylon Allen takes it in from 14 yards away. And it's 20-3, Wisconsin.
Yeah, it had to be sweet for Badger fans who have watched this program have great success with a lot of drives just like that. You were a part of a lot of drives just like that. You know, it's an air raid. We get it. There's different flavors of it. And this was just pound the ball at people, let Braylon do his thing.
Just loved watching the offensive line. And I think they took a lot of heat the last couple weeks with the slow starts. And there was a concerted effort, I think, from not only from Phil Longo, but from the guys up front to say, hey, let's lean on you guys. And the movement and what we saw, the amount of space that was given Tanner Mordecai reading it and him being able to finish drives off, I just felt like the guys up front tonight really, especially in that first half, set the tone for what this game was going to be. And that drive that you just capped off there with the 16-18 play drive, 75, they also were able to overcome penalties. It was just a beautiful first half of football that the Wisconsin offense played.
Badgers led 21-3 at the half, led 24-3 early in the second half. Then Purdue made it interesting. They got it to 27-17 at the end of the third quarter. Badgers get a field goal, then they start trading turnovers. Purdue was kind of getting on the edge of making this a one-score game. Ricardo Holman coming up with some big plays, and they just never let Purdue get over the hump.
Yeah, they just hung in there, and there was some stuff, I'm sure, you know, Tressel and Coach Fickell are going to look at it and say, boy, some gash, big plays in that third quarter, but you also made some big plays to stop it. And that's all part of it. You know, these guys are on scholarship too. You understand that there's going to be ebbs and flows, and you want to see how they react. And tonight, Wisconsin had the answers and reacted, and we were able to snuff out any rallies that Purdue put on us.
You know, then they'll look at Purdue did rush for 194 yards, 6.3 per carry in this game. So they did get a lot done. Mm-hmm. You would think Purdue would get it done passing. Card did what he could, 21-38. But Tyrone Tracy, Card himself, able to do some damage with his feet in this game tonight. But the Badgers a winner, 38-17. We will take a break. We'll hear from Coach Fickell coming up. More of our local Wisconsin and UP 4 dealers postgame shows coming up. This is Badger Football from Learfield.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober. Or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance. Because you'll feel protected no matter how the wind blows. Also, you can keep enjoying the home of your dreams. And our expert agents can help you save up to 23% when you bundle home with auto. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. American Family Insurance. Get a quote? Find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Bucky says, on Wisconsin. This is Badger Football from Learfield.
Hey, Dad, how do airplanes fly? What's in this box? Can I touch this? Where does sand come from? Is this tree good for climbing? What happens if I mix these two things together? How are babies made? What does this thing do?
Kids are curious about everything, including guns. Talking to them about gun safety in your home is a good first step, but you can do more. Always keep your guns locked, unloaded, and stored separately from ammunition. Storing your guns securely is the best way to prevent family fire, including unintentional shootings. For more information on safe gun storage and ways to keep your family safe, visit endfamilyfire.org. That's endfamilyfire.org.
What do we keep in the attic? What's this thing called? Can I ride my bike backwards?
Like I said, kids are curious. It's up to us to keep them safe. Brought to you by End Family Fire, Brady, and the Ad Council.
Lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Into the building for the first time after the shooting, it was crippling, but it had to be preserved.
In response to the Pulse nightclub shooting that affected the LGBTQ community, Barbara Poma, owner of Pulse, founded the One Pulse Foundation to honor Pulse victims and survivors.
If you're an ally of this community, speak out. There are more of us together than apart. It is the power of love in its rawest form.
Join the fight for LGBTQ acceptance. Learn how at lovehasnolabels.com. Brought to you by Love Has No Labels and the Ad Council.
We continue with our local Wisconsin and UP Ford Dealers postgame show. Badgers over Purdue tonight, 38-17. A couple of minutes ago, Mike Heller caught up with Badgers head coach Luke Fickell.
Let me start on the important stuff. The game will come next. Chez, that's a scary moment. It's scary for you guys, for your players. What can you tell me?
I don't know a whole lot just yet. It doesn't look great. We'll see. He's coming back from the hospital, I think, now. But he's a big part of what it is that we do. He's a big heart for this whole team, not just running the football, not just on the offense, but just in all that he's been through and all that he means to us. So if we lose him for a while, it'll be a big loss. But he'll still be a big part of this.
Luke, you haven't had great starts. You can't have a better start than touchdowns on each of your first three drives tonight. You set the tone early.
We did. I thought the offensive line came out and did a really, really good job. That's a little different defense with, they challenge you up front with five guys up there with bare fronts. And I thought those guys did a really good job at handling a lot of things. We had a few too many penalties. I think that probably was the only thing that maybe slowed us down in some of those situations. But we had to come out. We had to play fast. We had to kind of start it a little different way.
Luke, you went 8-for-8 on your first third downs offensively, and that had been maybe a bit of an issue. Pretty darn good tonight.
Yeah, that I think had been a little bit of Achilles heel for us. And, even the other side, we were really good to start the game off on third downs. And then when things started to move a little bit, we didn't do a great job. But you got to find ways. This is a good football. That's a good quarterback. They do some good things. Being on the road, winning the Big Ten, you got to play really well.
You got to finish. You've talked about it since November when you got here. Late in the game, after they closed it up, you had three straight turnovers, an interception, a turnover on downs, and whatever that last one was.
Yeah, I'm not sure exactly. But I think that's where we've grown. And I think we grew up a little bit more tonight with just seeing how we could have a chance to finish and, be up and in a good position, and then kind of let some things bend and then be on the ropes just a little bit with momentum, but the guys really kind of bowed up and finished well.
Two final thoughts. Using Tanner Mordecai's legs, we saw that more tonight than we had seen in the first three games combined.
Yeah, he's an aggressive guy. There's not a ton of those that are truly called like we want him to run the football, but there are some options for that. I think we had a few true option plays. He's smart. He understands that, but he's also a competitor and aggressive, and he can be a difference maker in both ways for us.
Last one, you get the bye week now. You open with a road win in the Big Ten. That's a great feeling to take into a week away.
There's no doubt. I told him in there afterwards, we got a lot of growing to do. We grew up tonight on the road for the first time together and get the job done. But bye weeks are unique. They don't get you healed up, so to speak, but mentally they can put you in a better place. And for us in particular to continue to work at the things we need to do to make a run at this thing, we're going to have to do this coming week.
Luke, congratulations. Thank you.
Thank you.
Back to you, Matt.
All right, guys. Thank you much. It was interesting talking with Luke Fickell this week about Mordecai, because I was asking him, Tausch, so, we are discovering that this kid moves better than we might have thought. When did you see that? Was that part of what you were evaluating? And he said, actually, last year at SMU, that was when they noticed what he could do with his feet and hurting defenses. He broke off some long runs. I mean, obviously, they get him because he can sling it and do all the other things. But, a couple of years ago, that wasn't necessarily the case with Mordecai. Again, how many times do you want him running the ball? I mean, 14 for 58.
But I guess we've seen enough of him now that when he needs to, he can get things done.
God, tonight was really impressive. And I think watching him all season, he has been really impressed. His decision-making, and, you know, he'd been around a long time. Probably 4 doctorate degrees, as much time as he spent in school. But the athleticism, I think, is one of the biggest underrated parts. And, you know, for me, I'm always about, you know, compete, get out there. Even I'm up here tonight saying, hey, man, not a bad idea to slide down because you know how important he is to what we're trying to do. And you have to be smart about that, but you also don't want to lose that edge that he has. So he has been, man, I have been thoroughly impressed with what he's been able to do. And tonight was the most impressive of all the nights because what he did with his legs. He's been so consistent throwing the football, but decision-making and figuring out how to move the football, his leadership, he's been really impressive through these first 4 weeks.
All right, impressive win here tonight for the Badgers. And one more shout-out from us to Brian Lucas, who is stepping away from athletics. 25 years he has handled football responsibilities. And he's had enough of us, really. Tausch, he said, I'm done with you knuckleheads. I'm going to go do something a little bit more important than sports. Going to help out in the Department of Surgery as communications director over there. But a great run for him. He's been a friend to many of us for a number of years, so we wish him all the best.
Yeah, I'm kind of sad that I ran him out, but you know, I think you're always amazed with the amount of time that so many people behind the scenes put in. Brian obviously has done it for a long time, and we wish him nothing but the best moving forward.
All right, that will do it for us. For Mark Tauscher, Patrick Herb, Mike Keller, Dave McCann, and Aisha Jackson back in the network studio. This is Matt LePay. We thank you for tuning in here at Ross-Age Stadium tonight. The Badgers defeat Purdue 38-17. Stay with us. There's more to come. We'll hand it off to Tim Scott and Nick Brusewitz as the Wisconsin Ford postgame show continues. This is Badger football from Learfield.
If you've got the right tools and the friendly people at U.S. Bank in your corner, making smarter money choices is a piece of cake. If only our tools and helpful advisors could have helped you avoid some of those not-so-smart choices in life. Like that time you tried to pick up unicycling.
Whoa, coming through!
Or when you thought it'd be okay to pet that squirrel in the park.
Good squirrel, good squirrel.
While we can't help you with all that, we can help you bank smartly at usbank.com/smartertogether. Member FDIC.
Life's better with an auto policy from American Family Insurance. No matter what dreams you're driving towards. That's because our expert agents will make you feel totally protected with the right auto coverage at the right price. You'll also save up to 23% when you bundle auto with home. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
It takes perfect execution to get to the end zone. The right play, the right formation, the right route. Every moment is meticulously practiced and perfected to defeat the opponent. At UW Health Carbone Cancer Center, our award-winning team tackles cancer head-on with the same kind of precision. We work smarter and fight harder with customized treatments and world-class doctors. The team at UW Health Carbone Cancer Center stops at nothing to intercept and defeat even the most complex cancers. UW Health. Remarkable.
The men and women of the Wisconsin Operating Engineers operate the heavy equipment that builds our roads, bridges, and schools. But did you know they also build the wind and solar farms that supply clean energy to our homes and businesses? They install the broadband infrastructure that helps provide high-speed internet to every corner of Wisconsin. Build your career with the Wisconsin Operating Engineers. Visit join139.com to learn more.
This is your home for the Badgers.
It is good! He hit it!
This is Badger football from Learfield.
Do you have questions about your retirement? Ameriprise financial advisors Shannon Moon and Jason Kramer can help. With the exclusive Confident Retirement Approach, you'll work together to develop a retirement roadmap to get you where you want to go. Call Shannon and Jason today at 715-421-2250. The Confident Retirement Approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Cloudy skies expected overnight with isolated thunderstorms likely. Lows level off around 59. Southeast winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Cloudy skies tomorrow. Isolated thunderstorms likely. High temperatures reach up to 78. Cloudy skies again tomorrow night. Lows dip down to about 56. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 71.
With the Ford postgame show brought to you by your local Wisconsin and UP Ford dealers. Tim Scott in studio in Milwaukee tonight. Nick Brusewitz alongside Bill Schmidt. It's a Friday night, so yeah. Billy is coaching his Arrowhead High School football offensive lineman tonight. So he's off. So Nick Brusewitz, who does a daily show with Mike Heller back in the city of Madison throughout the state of Wisconsin, is sitting in tonight. Well, we preach patience through the first 3 weeks of the season. It was not clean, but one of the things that we clamored for through the first 3 weeks of the season, the Badger fan out there, was that for this Badger football team to start fast. And they did, scoring on their first three possessions of the game tonight. And in the end, the Badgers took one step closer to, you know, what they want to be and what Wisconsin fans want them to be. Again, 38-17 is the final tonight, as Matt and Tausch explained throughout the night here. Tanner Mordecai, the star of this football game, did it with his arm, did it with his feet. But the storyline that will linger in the bye week, which the guys talked about too, could not have come at a better time, is the status of one